One of Rochester's oldest high schools has also been one of its most troubled in recent years. East High has a rich history. It includes, among its alumni, a Harvard professor, Olympic athletes, and NFL and NBA stars. But in recent years, East has faced many struggles. It has seen graduation rates drop as low as 39% in 2009. As a new school year begins for students at East High this morning, many are hoping this is also the start of a new era. The school is now being managed under a joint partnership between the City School District and the University of Rochester. And we're talking this morning with a longtime teacher at the school. Jim Fitta has been teaching at East for 16 years. This year, his focus is ninth grade English. Jim, thanks for joining us on what I know has got to be a busy morning for you. We appreciate it.
It certainly is. I'm happy to be here to represent East.
Well, if my math is correct, you've been teaching there for 16 years, since 1999. What changes have you seen, good or bad, during that time at East High School?
Well, certainly a lot of fluctuations. And I think that the greatest difficulty we've had is just adjusting our system to fit the needs of our students. Many great teachers and great administrators have come and gone, but we've yet to have that system that truly engages our kids.
Well, this year, of course, is an attempt at that with this new partnership between the City School District and the University of Rochester. We'll talk about that in a minute. But does the start of this school year seem very different to you?
I'm sorry, I've got announcements in the background.
We've got all kinds of things going
on.
Does the start of this school year today seem any different from you than any of the others?
Oh, absolutely. I don't know actually where to begin. We have the teachers who have been hired to fit the positions at the New East have fulfilled 60 to 80 hours of professional development over the summer to understand the University of Rochester's practical approach to engaging urban population. They're targeting not just urban kids, they're targeting their own city, Rochester's kids. And those 80 hours have felt very much like me, I think as a colleague put it, like grad school again. And
all of the teachers underwent that training?
Yes. Yeah. Different training for different levels. Of course, we have three schools, the upper school, the freshman academy, and the lower school. But all of our teachers went through about 60 hours to 80 hours of professional training.
Can you give us an idea of how you feel this prepared you for this population of kids? As you said, the approach has not always changed with the population.
Yeah, I can speak really from my experience only. And the old East, which I will say the old me, was a teacher who stood in front of kids and did the very best he could each day to engage kids. And over the course of the year and the years, I have noticed the attrition of student attendance, and not necessarily known why. And that's been the big problem, is to understand why kids are not necessarily engaging with the material and with the I guess, standard delivery of instruction. And what the U of R has done is they've built a model to allow teachers to do what we do best, which is care for kids. And this model, as an example, is to have us each day meet for 30 minutes in a family group. One teacher, 10 kids every day for 30 minutes to meet at a circle and discuss quotes. In my case, as an English teacher, I will infuse short stories, poems to connect their lives, wherein each individual has a voice. So they will have an adult with whom they connect.
Of course, the new administration is hoping ultimately that all of these changes, and there are many others, including the way kids are bused to school, they're even wearing a type of uniform, but they hope ultimately this all results in a higher graduation rate. But what do you think are the first positive changes you hope to see there at the classroom level? How will you know if your students right away are responding in these early weeks to the changes that are coming?
I think the early weeks are easy because the kids historically are engaged in the early weeks. It's the changes I think we will know around Christmas, because that's often when the honeymoon, as we like to call it, is over and the real work actually begins. The real work certainly begins, you know, building relationships at the beginning, but the rigor that we develop in ninth grade with the kids, I noticed by mid-year whether or not, you know, I'm going to have a classroom full of engaged students. So I think it's going to be difficult to decipher at the beginning. However, I do believe that the systems that U of R has put in place at East High School will engender good relationships among adults and kids, and that can only assist our school.
Well, it's a story we will continue to follow for sure. This is day one of a new year in many ways for East High School. English teacher from the ninth grade, Jim Fitta, thank you so much for taking time out of the start of this day to talk to us. We appreciate it.
Thank you for reaching out to us.